Welcome back, everybody. I can't believe it. We're here. It's the last segment of the day, but don't worry. Dom Salvio is coming up next. You can catch Dom after my show every day, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, where we are all about real news and great conversation. Hey, did you want some Civic Media merch? I do. I love me a good graphic t-shirt. I know Dom does too, especially in the slimming black. You can go to the Civic Media website, click on the store button in the upper right-hand corner. Go ahead and get you some Civic swag or swag from WAUK, which is the station that I broadcast out of. Get some AUK swag, little 540 AM Southeastern Wisconsin, but whatever your local favorite Civic Media station is, you can check it out there. You can also listen to me on the Civic Media app. You can choose WAUK as your home radio station, no matter where you live in the state or the country, and check me out every day. You can take Maggie along with you in your pocket, not just my little buddy, Dom Salvia. But I promised you all some good news and then some weird news. And I hope I can fulfill that promise in spades. First, the good news, because the weird news, it needs some building up to. There are two bits of good news. The first bit of good news is that the Supreme Court slapped down former Trump Chief of Staff Mark Meadows' attempt to take his Georgia criminal case out of state court and into federal court. Which, of course, Mr. Meadows' ultimate objective was to try to kill it because Trump-friendly judges or Trump-appointed judges in the federal court system would eventually squash his case. It also was tied up with his claims of potential immunity from prosecution. And the fact, again, that the Supreme Court rejected his plea to move it into the federal court system is pretty interesting. His claim for immunity was based on his claim that he was acting as a federal officer. Now, of course, does this sound a little like the Trump immunity? Yep, sure does. And that's kind of how he was trying to set this up. But of course, this hit a wee bit of a dead end because the facts that gave rise to these criminal charges weren't related to Mark Meadows' official duties at all. So that doesn't really work so well. So, ladies and gentlemen, whenever that Georgia case finally might be going back to court, Mark Meadows will still be in the defendant's chair. Oh, by the way, another bit of good news. District Attorney Fani Willis, she won re-election last week as well, so she ain't going anywhere. She may be going there very much so. I was like seeing a black woman leading this prosecution. I don't know. It has a little bit of a je ne sais quoi to the whole thing. Those are two bits of good news. Another bit of good news and hopefully a little chuckle. Alex Jones's site, InfoWars, was bought by The Onion. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that satirical newspaper birthed out of Wisconsin, The Onion, has bought Alex Jones's site, InfoWars. And they bought it out of bankruptcy because Alex Jones is bankrupt. Now, interestingly enough to note, The Onion purchase was sanctioned by the families of the victims of the mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School, who won a $1.4 billion defamation lawsuit against Mr. Jones and his company, Free Speech Systems. So stay tuned. Watch this space. I'm going to be interested to see what they decide to do with all that. I got to take up one of our texters who's commenting on what I was just talking about women in combat. This is one of my frequent texters from the 608. Very offended, or at least acting like they're offended, because I said that many people, all else being equal, might want to go into battle with me, a 6-foot-tall former college athlete who spent her life in sports and working out, than a skinny, shorter man at like 5'6". Why is that offensive if the Secretary of Defense or the wannabe Secretary of Defense is saying women can't serve ever in combat? He's making that argument on the basis, we'll listen to the cut tomorrow, hopefully. He makes that argument based on physical capabilities of women. And I'm just pointing out some women are extraordinarily tall and strong, and some men are unusually short and not strong. That the gender part of it is what is offensive, instead of making about whether or not someone can actually do the job. Our texter's calling me a little bit of a hypocrite, and I say, no. I'm pointing out the absurdity of these kinds of statements by making clear that it is about the individual and not about our identity categories. I'm betting that's probably a short dude. Sorry. I've dated short men before. I just don't prefer to date them. Next up, here's the weird news that I wanted to share with you all. Man found living in crawl space of Los Angeles home. I kid you not. You say what? Yes, found living in the crawl space of an LA home. The woman who owned it, 92-year-old woman, who had been hearing strange noises in her house, assumed they were caused by animals. Folks, you hear a strange noise in your attic that it persists, or in your crawl space, you might want to send a friend to go check that out, because it just might be someone, you know, hanging out.
Or Hovde.
Or Eric Hovde, because he actually doesn't live here. In May, by the way, a woman was found living in the rooftop sign of a grocery store in Michigan, which she had outfitted with flooring, a Keurig coffee maker, and a computer. She had been living there about a year. I mean, what? Everybody, we got to wrap it up. I'll be back tomorrow. I'm Maggie Dawn. I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But always remember...